What is up, ladies? How's it going, Gabe? What's new with you?
Nothing.
Oh, well, that's good. How about you, Jason?
I had something that I thought about earlier this week that I was like, I should bring that up, but fuck if I know what it is now.
I almost flipped my cigarette backwards, and that's about all I got. So let's get this shit started. Cinema Dumpster, episode 16.
You sure?
Yep. Name of the King. Is it?
Part 2?
Is it 15? Well, actually, technically, it is 16, so we're going to get this.
In the Name of the King 2.
Number thing correct. We just have some missing episodes. All right, let's get it going. Name of the King 2. This movie came out in 2011. The great director extraordinaire, U-Ball, made this. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Dude, the fucking U-Ball, that guy sucks so bad.
He has made one redeemable movie.
What's that?
Seed.
Really? Because I was going to say, and I talked about it a bit with Gabe earlier, is he made Rampage, which was pretty decent as well.
Oh, wait, is that the dude that kills a bunch of people because they fuck with his retarded brother?
No. It has nothing to do with the retarded brother. He just starts killing people, like mass killing for no reason, kind of like, you know, Colorado. Okay.
I've seen it on Netflix, and I've thought about watching it, but I never have.
It's not great, but it's kind of entertaining. It's also upsetting.
Super fucking brutal, but that's about all it has going for it. It's just like a slasher flick, and there's some gnarly violence in it, but it's still, there's not a lot of substance there.
Rampage,
like this one.
Yeah. Rampage movie reminded me a lot after the Colorado, the thing that happened with the Batman Rises midnight release. It reminded me a lot of that. And I had seen that movie like 2 years prior, and I was like, what was that fucking movie called? And Rampage, this dude is basically geared just like the guy from that night in Colorado. Like, he's wearing, like, full-on body armor. He has a neck protector. And he just goes out and he just starts killing the fuck out of everybody. Just walking down the street, just, like, shooting people, killing fucking men, women, and children fucking with no fucking hesitation. A lot of people, after that happened, were commenting, like, on the YouTube trailers for Rampage and going, like, dude, the guy watched this movie, not Batman. It was all about this fucking movie. And, I don't know, a lot of bullshit happened there. So anyhow, this movie cost $4.5 million.
What?
Yeah, $4.5 million somebody invested into this film. And
Has anyone seen the first one?
I have. Yeah. That's why I picked this one.
Was it better?
It was funnier, actually. It was kind of... The reason I picked it was because this was a sequel to the first one, which was super fucking retarded. And the first one was a lot more like Power Rangers-y, though. There was like a bunch of orcs and stuff, and they looked like putties from Power Rangers.
Sweet.
And I was like, hopefully they'd go on that same down that same road, but they didn't really, but this was still pretty fucking retarded, so I guess it worked.
I imagine a decent amount of that budget went into the CG dragon that we see at the end of this movie, because everything else just, I mean, Dolph Lundgren.
They didn't pay for fucking actors, that's for sure.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren is starring in this, and it's not like he's getting a huge paycheck.
No, he had a facial coached.
Yeah.
To show all those acting sweet different fucking...
Oh, man, jeez. Fucking guy who kills me. All right, so the synopsis is, Granger, a warrior in medieval times, is sent on a quest to fulfill an ancient prophecy, venturing through the now war-torn kingdom of Ebb. That was never in the movie. Anyways,
I thought he just went back in time. I know he went to some fucking weird land.
He teams up with an unlikely band of allies with the goal of slaying the leader of the Dark Ones. Fighting against all odds, they must free the land from the grasp of the evil tyrant Raven and save the world. There's some fucking spoilers right here.
So in his future land he's from, there's like skeletons of dragons somewhere. Because this is all coming from this weird fucking Middle Earth place.
Yeah, apparently. And the thing is that I just realized about this synopsis, because I didn't read it, is they say the Dark One is the Dark Mother in here, but Raven is the king. And so they just told you that Raven's the bad guy in the synopsis.
And that doesn't happen until halfway in the movie.
It's like the end of the movie.
It's giving you a chance to
spoiler alert. Yeah, this is how dumb this is.
You can see the holes in this right
Did
now.
Did you see who the guy that played Raven is?
No,
the guy from fucking from Dead Man on Campus. The roommate, the fucking super wild party dude that's like jumps off everything is like super nutso.
I've never seen Dead Man on Campus.
What? Yeah, I don't think I have either.
No, that movie was fucking hilarious.
Well, we both missed that one.
That was 90s MTV goodness right
I
there.
Don't remember it. So the movie, it opens with a girl running through a forest.
She's PCU was better.
What's that?
PCU.
Oh, yeah. PCU is awesome. 90 goodness. You've seen that, right?
I don't know.
It's politically correct university?
No.
Everybody's meated all so those awesome. Vegans.
He's throwing pounds of meat on the vegans. Dude, that movie's fucking rad. You've never seen that?
Is it you recent? See that?
No, it was
1990s
like,
goodness.
Yeah.
I'll bet you've seen Dead Man on Campus. You're just
blocking it
in the 90s.
Remember that fucking the hippies? Like,
yeah, it was good.
But yeah, it was so dope. So the girl's running through the forest, and there's some hooded men. They're chasing her back to the movie. It looked like what she had was a magic cupcake or maybe
exploding
a little
cupcake.
Lemon meringue pie. And she throws it on the ground and it explodes, and she starts killing everybody with her daggers.
And she kind of jumped the gun a little bit there with her one-liner. Like, she's all, you have, what did she say? She said something about, like, you guys have already failed or something like that.
Get your asses.
How come we never saw any of these super bombs later in the movie? They could have came in handy this whole time.
She is the only one. But on one
dude. And then she dies. So her special magic quiche cakes are fucking toast. We can't use them anymore. We see her, like, running up to some sort of hill, and then she comes over the hill, and she's in present-day Vancouver, as they tell us. And then it switches to...
See? God damn it. It's supposed to be Vancouver. How come it wasn't some random-ass fucking town with no name? No, but they tried to tell you it's fucking Vancouver in this world.
Well, I think it was trying to say that it was an alternate universe, and that was our universe.
So the only difference in the alternate universe, all the fucking
dragons,
is a goddamn dragon because it's a black plague. It's a fucking horse riding bullshit. It's fucking arrows and shit.
Yeah.
Except this one guy got a fucking watch that lets him jump around time.
It looked like some sort of bracelet you get from Spencer's with some medallion on it.
Okay, I got a fucking power of the watch. I can go into the future. I'd rather sit around here and shit in a bucket and fucking be the king of some hole and the fucking with 20 other dudes.
Then live in a civilized society
just
with
slowly dying from the fucking common cold when I could just jump up to the future and hang out.
He doesn't like the way the future speaks, so he chose.
So go hang out at Renaissance Fair. Go start one.
Become a LARPer.
Well, yeah, that's what we talked about that too. Is a lot of these scenes reminded me of, like,
dude, the wardrobe is so fucking terrible.
That's what I thought that bitch was at the beginning.
Like, his fucking crown looks like he got it from Burger King or something.
Yeah. When that bitch starts running on the street, I'm all, she just escaped from a Renaissance Fair.
So true, dude. That's exactly what she looks like.
It was the village. He just cruised out.
You find yourself missing from your cosplay event, young lady? Where are you? Aren't you supposed to be at a convention? It cuts to Dolph Lundgren, who is the protagonist of this film, and his name is Granger in the movie. He apparently is a dojo master and not a very good teacher because he instantly gets in a fight with one of his students after showing little kids how to kick the shit out of people, which makes no sense. Do you like that?
No, not really. I don't like this movie at all.
I didn't like it either.
What was that fucking cursing jar he made them pay?
Oh, is that what it was?
No, yeah, he made him pay double because he came at him after they were done or something.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Because he kicked
the... I thought it was just one dude that came after him.
Yeah, but he made him pay double.
Yeah, but everyone else... Oh, that's right.
After he's done with his dojo and sends the kids home to think about how good they could be at Kung Fu, he ponders his shitty life and kicks trash into his shitty trash can that's dumped over by some neighborhood.
Who still has those fucking trash cans on the...
That thing was like...
Vancouver
does. Like fucking...
Canada still got some, that's who.
Oscar the Grouch style fucking trash can.
He doesn't even have a fucking lid.
They're fucking made out of aluminum.
They don't have fucking garbage service in Vancouver.
No, I'm pretty sure they do.
It's called the fucking... Great Lakes. You just dump it, and it's Detroit's problem after that.
In Vancouver. Vancouver's like, isn't Vancouver like right
BC?
Over the...
BC, yeah.
Oh. No, you're talking about Vancouver.
There's one.
No, there's the big Vancouver.
Same
the
thing.
Ones that, the guys that got in a riot after the fucking Stanley Cup.
Oh, yeah, that was good. I enjoyed that. Burning everything, freaking the fuck out, losing their minds. Bro.
Not very Canada-like Canada.
No, it wasn't. And so he runs a tub. In a very nice bathtub, by the way, I might add. Yeah. I like that bathtub.
Did you see the water flow, though? That thing probably takes like 4 hours to fill up. Yeah,
well, that's why he goes downstairs and decides to drink make himself scotch. A drink. And
he was going to go get the toaster. He didn't look happy about anything.
Dolph Lundgren is so bad. Like, all of his acting is his facial expressions.
It's
like,
Dolph Lundgren.
Dude, it's so like, bad. Yeah, but how did it get to this point where he's still able to make movies and people are throwing money
because
at him?
Because he's really big. But I'm wondering about his physical stature because at the
this
end
this guy looks older than fuck right now.
Dude, bemoaning
do you
much
see the scene where he tries to run into the portal at the end? And he runs so fucking slow and painfully like towards the portal. He just kind of like humps it.
He's
a little
been,
bit like
he's
limping.
Been living the fucking hard life for a fortnight.
So after that, well, no, then there's that weird scene where he's talking to his old military buddies.
Fucking.
And he has
bullshit.
A picture of, like, all these apparently dead military
I've actually,
buddies.
This movie explained a lot.
Two dudes.
Explained
well,
a lot.
Picture of him two
and
dudes.
Two guys, yeah.
Him and his two dudes, he knew.
And, but why would he have their dog tags?
Because he probably killed them. And I'm sorry now.
That's awesome.
This movie actually explained a lot about why Dolph Lundgren's actually played the same fucking character in all his movies. He's just been hopping through time portals. This actually is the same character in everything he's actually played in.
That's very insightful.
It was.
So Granger has had a long life of being master of the universe and fucking like the Expendables and whatever other shitty medieval crap he's been in. He was actually
the same exact
character.
Wasn't he in fucking Rocky V or whatever?
Yeah, Rocky IV.
I think he was in
one of
the Expendables too, right?
Yeah, he was in both of them.
By the way, I'm your host, Ryan Idle. I'm here with Gabe Asher and Axe Eaver. And so...
He-Man was good, though.
Did you like He-Man? Yeah.
Introducing
Courtney Cox. Well, the thing
Courtney
is about
Cox.
He-Man that was kind of upsetting is that He-Man's... We should have seen him in his fantasy world, and then we just have to see him running around L.A. wearing his
fantasy garb. That's a concept I wouldn't mind.
That's better
rebooting.
Than Vancouver.
It's kind of like what they could have done really poorly with the new Thor movie that they kind of handled a little bit better was that most of the movie took place in, was it Avagard?
Asgard.
Asgard. And no, they didn't handle anything in that fucking movie.
Did you not like it?
I fucking hated it.
I liked it.
Hated it.
I thought it was good.
But I've never really liked Thor because I love fucking Viking lore and I fucking hate the comic book version of him. He's so gay versus actual Vikings.
Hercules would have kicked Thor's ass any damn way.
Well, regardless.
Hercules was a badass in Marvel.
He was the man.
He was a fucking total womanizing drunkard that talked a hella shit and was kind of funny and would beat ass.
Not in the Disney
And he fucking like
version.
Took down...
Punisher
I'm talking
still
about
beat him.
Marvel,
though.
Not fucking Disney. He was Avenger back then before
Marvel
anyone else. Him and Wasp and a couple other fools. And they were knocking fools down.
I think they're going to add Wasp to the next
They
Avengers
should fucking...
Film.
At Hercules, that guy
you should
was
watch
cool.
the Avengers movies.
Read
good.
That old shit; he's good.
All right, I'll check it out. So, when he's rubbing after all that happens, and he has this little weird memorial with drinking some sort of bottle of booze and marking it, he instantly gets attacked by ninjas, just out of nowhere, and gets his gun, starts shooting them all, which is good. That's Dolph Lundgren style.
Yep.
And that was one thing that I really had a problem with this movie. When we were watching it, I was hoping that they would try to bring the two worlds together, and that was
he would
what
bring
was going
gun.
To be the catalyst the that he's
stick.
Looking for at the end. I thought it would be like a weapons cache,
mm-hmm.
and it would have turned into this like silly, ridiculous 80s action film where he's just fucking shooting the shit out of all of these guys running around with swords with machine guns and shit because he knew how
They're
to
awesome.
Use them. That's what I thought fucking was going to happen. Sword. That would have been sweaty. That would have been way better, right?
Yeah, for sure. Just go on Rambo fucking style and a bunch of...
Unfortunately, that never happens. So he's just shooting ninjas and then...
He disarms them with his wit.
Yeah. Yeah. And the chick shows up, right? The sorceress chick. That she shows up and she makes a portal with her Spencer's, a.k.a. Hot Topic bracelet that takes them into the past.
$4.99.
The one ninja gets pushed into the portal, and then she's like, "You're coming with me. We got to go in here to fulfill the prophecy."
Where the hell does he care?
I don't know, but he goes. And right when they go into the portal, the chick, the sorceress chick with a lot of power, she gets fucking instigibbed because the guy's just waiting there on the other side with a fucking knife, and she shows up and fucking he stabs
materializes
her.
And the knife's inside of her already, now, basically.
Here's the weird thing about her story. If the whole thing is what it is, and the Raven was the bad guy, and the Dark Mother was actually a good person, what was she supposed to be?
She was with the Dark Mother, but she never got to explain that to anybody. Yeah.
Okay, so the Dark Mother said kill her because that's what the guy did. That was one of the dark.
But it might have been the fucking.
No, it could have been the other guy because he had a bunch of fucking dudes who looked just like that. It could have been
the spy that was there.
But they just dressed like them? Is that what we're saying?
They both looked the same. All the spies looked the same.
Hmm. Interesting.
They looked like the foot soldiers for the Dark Mother, looked like the spies from Raven.
Fair enough.
I think some of them were working for Raven that were on the Dark Mother's pay.
All right. Well, if we want an explanation, I guess that's good enough. I don't know.
Doesn't really need much explanation.
So then a bunch of dudes show up and they punch Dolph Lundgren, or what's his name?
Granger.
And knock him out, and they take him into custody and tell him something about the prophecy needs to be fulfilled, and this dead chick keeps showing up in his brain about the prophecy while he's unconscious. And then back at the castle, we get to meet the king, and the king of the castle. And he kind of has a back and forth with Dolph Lundgren's character, and it sounds a little bit like this was my favorite part. Wait for it.
That's not cool.
Indeed, it is warm.
I mean, it's hardly sanitary.
It is blood, not feces.
Gross. What are you saying, Dolph Lundgren?
Gerbil.
I have no idea. We hammered that four times before.
Santa's not real.
Well, like, sanitary. Man, I know I can have a problem with my speech, and I sometimes
you're
talk
a fucking
like
actor, dude.
I have a mouthful of marbles, but that dude is fucking bad.
They could have easily just fucking had someone interject over top of him.
Audio?
Yeah.
Just put it in, like.
When they were going back through and editing this thing together.
Right.
I would have appreciated
what was that.
So, what happens next?
Just mutters. That's kind of what he's always done.
Yeah, I guess you're right, but you can't understand anything. Like, he's the main character, and you can't understand
anything. He's just fucking muddled. It sucks.
It's seriously worse than an Arnold movie, because Arnold, you at least get used to the way he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
With Dolph Lundgren, it's like nobody fucking cares enough about him to get
Where's
used
he from?
To him.
Do you know?
Dolph? Where's he from? Dolph. He's from Europe somewhere.
Where's he from?
Dolph.
I don't know. Look it up.
I don't know. Sweden.
I'm going to guess Norway. What's your guess?
I'll go Sweden.
I'm going to go Russia.
Russia?
Or a former Soviet country.
That's a pretty good guess. Let's see. Let's look at his Wikipedia page real quick. Dolph Lundgren's Wikipedia. I'm going to say he is Swedish. What did I say?
You said fucking.
You said Norway. He said Sweden.
Damn it! I was close. So that makes more sense. all right. So after he has a conversation with the king, they're talking about how the king's like, "You are the chosen one. You have to be here, and we have to kill something about the Dark One."
some bullshit. I don't have any idea what's going on here. And then he asks him what his name is, and he reveals that it's Hermione Granger.
Hermione?
Hermione.
From fucking Potter?
Yeah.
So his name is now Hermione from here going forward. Well, his last name's Granger. His first name is Hermione. Hermione Granger. It's an alternate universe. So they blabber on about sex and some crap about being selfishless, and it's stupid. And he's shown to his sleeping hut.
Shack.
And we get this really amazing inner dialogue from fucking Dolph Lundgren, the mayor.
Oh, yeah, he semi-narrates parts of this movie.
It's really just random, dumb. But he does. So here it is.
I began my day with a protein shake, and now I'm standing in a medieval sleeping hut. Acid trips don't get this weird. Or maybe they do. I wouldn't know.
Why do you even talk?
I totally missed that. That was probably part of the time where I was looking up who the king was.
He was channeling Hunter S. Thompson right there. Apparently.
Except Hunter S. Thompson is very familiar with acid trips.
Dude, that fucking line is so stupid. So there's a whore in his bed, and he tries to rationalize why he shouldn't fuck her. And why does he not fuck her?
Because he has, like, Dolph clap. Likes to cuddle.
Yeah, so he just said medieval clap.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't fuck that bitch.
Who knows what's in there? And he was just bitching about probably the water and pigs and stuff. So he's like,
they're actually
not
using
lamb
skin back then.
But then he bangs the doctor the minute she wants
it. Yeah, but she fucking...
Wait,
he shared the secrets of penicillin with her.
They didn't bang, did they?
Oh, fuck
yeah. Yeah, they did.
When?
They had sex. In the vagina with the dick. It goes
when?
In. You got to see the whole thing, man. What version of this movie did you watch?
The
because
Netflix
I was actually... Like, it was really weird because all of a sudden it got so skin-flicky, like she was naked.
Remember? She's all, if we're going to die tomorrow, I'm going to fucking get my urge on.
And, like, dude, they were showing his ass, like, fucking her. It was like softcore porn.
Yeah.
The whole thing. This? You didn't see this part?
It wasn't on
she
there.
Fucking straddled.
You didn't...
Look at fucking...
She was... It was
let's see it.
Fucking straddles him on that bed.
Pull it up there, bud.
She fucking... She
pull it up.
Basically, at pull one it point, up. He fucking
pull it
takes
up.
A dump on her tits.
Pull
he gives
it
her
up.
A chili dog. Yeah. And he explains to her what it is. In his timeline, what a chili dog is.
He's all, you ever been to Cleveland?
Yeah, whole montage.
You guys are
like,
making this movie sound a lot more awesome than it was.
Cleveland steamer.
It was a montage of different awesome sex positions, and it ended with the rusty trombone.
Yep. Like,
and this is how you finish me. They did have sex, though.
Yeah.
I don't remember them having sex.
Yeah, because he was fucking going the next morning. They're all, we're going to die tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my urges fulfilled.
She said something about her urges fulfilled. Yeah, they did fuck, but...
Okay, I don't remember that.
It would have been better if it went the way we remembered it.
Route?
Live action Team America.
Yeah, pretty much. And when he's sleeping, though, with the whore before he fucks the doctor... she tries to kill him, and like he's getting these crazy things, and she tries to kill him, and he stabs her, and she dies, and like, oh, she's just a whore, she doesn't matter. And so he then has this weird conversation with the king again about needing to kill the Dark Mother and how they're cannibals, so he's basically like making all this shit up about him to make him seem really bad. What happens next? I have a note here that says...
He goes back to his
doesn't
room.
He go to the seer?
Yeah. But my note says he should have brought a generator, an Xbox, and an HDTV and called himself a mage and ruled the land. Which I can still agree with my sentiment a few hours ago when I wrote that.
As soon as people figure out that the Xbox can't hurt them, they're going to rise up pretty quick.
As soon as they realize they have to pay for... all of that digital content.
Yeah.
Extra DLC they're going to...
Runs on dragon. Dragon shit.
So like
Dark Matter.
I think it's important to note that he's still wearing his stylish hipster scarf at this point. He's wearing it right now as he goes to talk to the seer.
The funny thing is, the stylish hipster scarf is just like a military issue fucking, like, northern Russia scarf.
Yeah, but they sell that exact same scarf at Hot Topic, or they did.
That's because hipsters have horrible fashion sense.
Well, I'm just saying, he's wearing it right now. And he's getting escorted to go see the seer at this point, who we don't know who she is, but she's apparently a person of power. And he's being escorted by the king's right-hand man, who they've had a little bit of back and forth, and we get to hear this.
Well, aren't you date a lot? I mean, do people actually like hanging out with you? I mean, female people. Or are you into that whole sword and sweaty sandals thing? And the Turkish bath?
Dolph Lundgren bringing the gay jokes.
Yeah, he's bringing them.
Sweaty sandals.
Well, I wonder what...
That's when I started calling that guy Ben Him.
Because he's been watching like a lot of that Showtime show Spartans or whatever.
Where
it's like super fucking...
dude, it is. It's so King of Thrones, fucking homoerotica.
No.
Homoerotica. What
Spartacus?
Spartacus, yes. Yeah, I watched the fuck out of that show. There's tons of wieners and tons of yeah, dudes fucking each other.
And
tons of dudes fucking chicks.
Yeah. Into there's butts and
yeah, it's just basically Skinamax with a fuck ton of blood.
Yeah, that's quite the story. It's riveting. So
I like it. It's a fun show.
I watched the first
mostly like season. The gay sex and blood.
Look how you brought that in.
There's a lot of scenes where like I watched like the whole season like within maybe 3 weeks the first one, and Polly would come downstairs and it'd be a scene where like there's all these dudes oiling each other up and she's like. Looking at me like, what are you watching? Gay porn? I'm like,
so you haven't Marcus. Seen the second? You haven't seen the second season then? So the second season is a prequel to that because the dude who played Spartacus in the first one had cancer.
Oh, really?
And then the third season they brought in a new guy because the dude died.
So the last thing he did was nail dudes on the fucking.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't do any of the gay shit. No, not everybody on the show is gay, even though it is Rome.
They're Roman.
They're rolling Roman. No. Then they go see the seer. The chick who could have been pretty attractive had her teeth not been orange and her eyes not been...
Bloodshot?
Eyes not been, like...
Makeup?
Reverse cross-eyed.
Lazy both ways.
And what happened? And oh, yeah, she tells him about...
She starts trying to be super prophetic and shit, but it's just some chick reading lines off a fucking cue card. It's like the most anti-dramatic thing I've ever fucking seen in my life.
Yeah, she says that he needs to go find the catalyst. He has, like, three trials he needs to do. One is going through the portal, which he already did. The second one is...
Finding the catalyst?
Is killing the Dark Mother. And the third is finding the catalyst. And so they...
And the whole time fucking... What's his fucking face is just telling her to shut up for some reason.
Oh yeah,
like, he brought her to see the seer so she could tell his fortune, and then the guy that he told like Turkish baths just keeps telling her to shut up the whole time.
Yeah, he's like, stop telling him things.
Wait, isn't that why he went?
But the
there?
Thing is that what she was telling him was a lie because she was doing what the king told her to do,
yeah.
Which was to go kill the Dark Mother. Which is
not what
he was supposed to do. That wasn't his actual prophecy. So they take off on their quest into the woods, and they get attacked by more Dark Warrior ninjas, and much fighting ensues. And
much
they're
18 fighting. On 18.
Hermione. He finds a guy alive, and he starts to question him, and then the king's right hand man guy. He instantly kills him, and they fight about it because. You had info, and they do this really weird thing in this movie where they're like trying to say that because of his military background, he knows how to handle these situations better, but it doesn't really work. Like
he was our way into her camp. You've never even fucking seen her camp. How do you know?
In his conversations, and her camp was basically just some dudes hanging out that he just strolls
well,
into.
We'll get to that in a minute, because that whole fucking part was just as dumb. He does one of those inner monologue things mm-hmm. when they're walking into it, and he's like, no guards. I should be able to walk right in and fucking kill her. Except, like, there's, like, 20 fucking dudes there, and they all have weapons.
Yeah, they're just,
so
like,
what is he talking about? It's unguarded.
I don't know, man. It makes no fucking sense. I thought we were going to get to that in a minute.
Yeah,
did you just explain it?
The minute has come.
I just kind of kept rolling with that one.
And so when he's, after they're off in the woods, we see some traitor, he kills a seer, and it's the king, so the king is obviously up to no good, and he's an alchemist, and he's doing some weird shit. And, Dolph explains to the healer in some camp that they have after they kill all those guys that, how penicillin is made with old cheese, but she's too tired to listen.
Yeah.
She just keeps saying mold and old cheese over and over again. She's one of the worst actresses I've ever fucking heard.
She doesn't want to know anything about the future.
She could have saved millions of people, but she decided to just take a nap
instead.
She wanted a snoogle.
She wanted a ladle with them.
Then they wake up early the next morning because dudes are shooting darts at him.
Right, and it's important to note that he is still wearing a scarf at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold.
Dudes are shooting darts, so they run to a cliff's edge.
Right, and the darts, what are those, the blowguns? They look like they had, like, some sort of sniper rifle scope on them.
Yeah, they did have like a little extra accessory.
It's like, what do you need that for?
Maybe it's like a sight
silencer.
I could see a sight working pretty well.
A silencer.
There's no spit noise at the end.
Oh, that is great. And they
there's
get back
a whole breakup scene. Like, dude's gonna protect him with his life, the king's right hand man, and Dolph won't let him not go, so dude kicks Dolph off the cliff.
Yeah,
healer chick decides to fucking follow him.
But I wanted the dude to kick her too. That would have been so rad.
Yeah,
well, she falls the exact same way because rather than like just slide down on
she's
her asshole, like she just
cliff.
Jumps like willy nilly off the fucking cliff and falls just as fucking bad
brutally
as Dolph does and hurts herself when she could have just like ran down.
Actually,
something.
She was fine. She hurt herself fucking walking. She just like rolled.
She said she was pretty bruised when she got down at the bottom.
But she was fine later. So yeah. She gets hurt
the
when
only thing
she trips.
Was bruised was her
and
deal.
Then Hermione is just gonna leave her there. Like,
yeah.
Just hang
will
out
you hang out
this
next
water?
To this brook for two oh, days?
You didn't get that soundbite though.
No,
the sons of whores, dude. That
I
shit was them. Fucking
they
funny.
They are sons
was,
of whores.
She, when they finally break apart for this time right here, she's just all super pissed that she hurt herself and that she's failed him. And she's like, "Sons of whores, I have failed you." And she says it in such a deadpan, fucking no acting way that it made me laugh. I had to rewind it twice.
Na 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 boo boo. Stick your head in poo-poo. That's my favorite deadpan. So then Dolph Lundgren leaves her there and sneaks off gingerly through the woods. He looks like such a fucking asshole. Like, he's not built for action movies at all. It looks like he's having a hard time over this forest terrain in every move he makes. And so that's when he shows up at the Dark Mother's place. And he's like... has that inner monologue with, how am I going to get in here? Well, I guess I'm just going to walk in. And he does. He just cruises in with no... They did nothing. He just walks in.
Well, didn't the fucking
well, the dude,
seer tell
the dude
her not to?
Yeah, the dude punched him in the face when he got in there. When he finally got
true.
In the tent.
But that guy was bad. Thane?
Yeah. His
name's Thane. He was a baddie.
His
Thane?
Name's not Thane. That's just... Thane is stands for, like... the hand of the king or whatever.
Oh. Well, I thought his name was Thane in this. That's what they were
maybe.
Calling
maybe.
Thang?
So the Dark Mother starts talking to us about some crap that is probably in the first movie that we did. That's what I imagine. And she tells him that also that the king, he killed everybody with poison to take the throne. So he's a usurper. And what happens? He finds, or she tells him that she, when he was a baby, he lived there, and she took him to the New World, which is our time, to hide him from the king, to then bring him back because he's the real king. And so
you
can
think
then
a
come
fucking
back.
They couldn't hide him anywhere on that world. She had to fucking fly through time to fucking hide him in Vancouver.
Apparently. Why didn't they just all go to Vancouver? It's way better than this fucking ship. Why didn't they just
fucking, fucking ship him across the ocean? I doubt that asshole would have searched for him. I
don't understand why they don't. If they had the ability to portal to this world, why they didn't just live there in the first fucking place? Like, why not?
Why didn't they just portal to that guy's castle and kill him in his sleep?
Can you portal from place to place on the same plane, though?
They didn't tell us. But if anything, that king would still be living like more of a king as a fucking hobo in fucking Vancouver than he was in some fucking hovel in this medieval time. Oh, yeah, he would have got
three squares that weren't fucking covered in fucking rat shit.
Feces. Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, I wouldn't go lick the blood around Vancouver this time in this year, day and age.
Unsanitary.
You might get the head full.
So Black Mother, she dies, who is now the good mother, the faithful mother, whatever. And so they tell him he's got to go into the Black Forest to find the catalyst.
She had a miscarriage and died.
Miscarriage?
Yeah.
I was older than
I think those dudes are running train on her. I foresee a train going through this cabin.
Have you told that Dolph shot her in that first?
No. That is weird, though, because she's like, I'm dying from my wounds because he shot her back in his apartment.
Yeah,
because
he thought she was one of the ninjas.
Why didn't she just tell him then, though? It doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter. Also, just a quick update. He's still wearing the scarf. And he has to go into the Black Forest to find the catalyst, which I was at this point saying I really hope it's a machine gun. It's not.
So these assholes die out with a fucking knife wound in like 10 minutes, but she gets shot twice.
Oh,
and she hangs on for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah,
like a month. He runs into, in the Dark Forest, he runs into a huge CG dragon. This dragon does not look good at all.
No, it's sci-fi fucking Sunday night. Yeah, made for
television fucking dragon. It looks fucking like crap. And while the dragon's about to fight him, like they have this eye contact for some reason, and the dragon doesn't do anything. And then all of a sudden the doctor left... thing
probably tastes like shit. Flies off.
The doctor who he left way back at the fucking with a bruised ankle or whatever the fuck it was back at the ravine shows up and throws a rock at the dragon to distract him, and then they both just run away.
You would think that even that rock wouldn't even register on the dragon.
I don't think it would either.
It's kind of
maybe
small dragon.
Still, dude, dragon scales are like armor. Don't you read fucking fantasy?
They are like
people fucking use them for armor and bullshit, and
they do in Skyrim.
Yeah, some of the best armor you can get.
Hell yeah!
In Fantasyland. So while they're running away, they run into a group of the king's men, apparently, and all of those red shirts get instantly slaughtered by the fucking dragon.
That's because their bellies were heavy with turnip. Oh man.
You gotta get the full word turnip out before you start laughing.
No way.
How am I laughing at you laughing? Well, so Hermione, he needs the catalyst, but he gets cut off by the king and his cronies after that happens. We get to hear this one last line I have here.
Did you notice the king kills more of his own guys than Dolph Lundgren does?
Yeah. Yeah. We're screwed. I'll take 4 of you pussies with me. And you know it.
To resist and now would be pure folly.
He immediately gets knocked in the back of the head. Fucking just knocked out. He can't play. Why is this guy their hero or the guy that needs to come? He gets knocked out
like one time every fucking time.
The guy sucks. He's an old man.
He takes one hit every time and gets knocked out.
If anything, they could have just made shit up and make him seemed like he was really cool, but
as soon as they knocked him out right then, there was no reason not to kill him right at that spot. Both of them.
Yeah.
Just kill him. The bitch is dead.
You guys never do that, though. You know that.
It was they always fucking do this shit. But imperfect.
That's the Bond complex.
Mm-hmm. So, The king is stops because he's pissed off at the doc, and he's about to kill her. He's like, I'm going to spill your blood with my own hands. But good thing Hermione had a shoddy fucking tie job, on his and his nut shit sucks, so he gets out. And he's about to kill everybody in the room, but then the dragon shows up and starts killing everybody for him. Turns out
the dragon's the catalyst.
Yeah. So they retreat to... The bad guys retreat to their plywood LARP castle. And the dragon just instantly owns it.
Then flies off.
Yeah.
He had his fill.
And I don't understand why he had to be the one to find the dragon. Couldn't anybody have just went out there, found the dragon, and pissed it off and had it break shit? I mean, it's not like the dragon was doing fucking...
Maybe the fucking blow to the head with that rock. He's like, throw it crazy. Throw it crazy so it attacked all humans.
Except for Dolph Lundgren.
He looked too chewy. It's all leathery and shit.
The king runs away, and he's got his vials of poison with him, which apparently
I think it's Doc dragon knows crumb.
That he always has poison on him. That he's gonna go poison our world. Like he's gonna go. I don't know how he's gonna do that, but
because he already poisoned.
He's like 20 years too late for anything.
Yeah, we probably already have immunity.
Well, here's the thing, though. If he has some sort of vial of poison. And what we didn't explain earlier is that the poison is
gets diluted in water.
Yeah, it's removed if it's diluted in water.
How the hell is he going to pass that out?
Yeah, and why the fuck would it matter if he kills everyone in the future? What, how does that change anything in the past?
Yeah, how does that help him?
That guy can still die fucking if anything happens. The guy gets a fucking fever. He's fucking ice.
I think he's just pissed at Hermione and he's trying to prove a point.
Apparently. So I'm going to wipe out everyone 800 years in the future. But none of you, your lives are going to get any better here. But
well, he already hit them with the fucking...
Your great-grandkids are going to feel it.
Gabe,
great triple grandkids.
Some men just want to watch the world burn.
That dude wouldn't stick around to see shit.
So anyhow...
They just wanted to cruise up 700 years to see if the Cubs won the fucking World Series.
He goes through the portal, which apparently he has a bracelet that can get you there, too. So he was able to go there whenever he wanted anyways. So I
grab
don't know why he's living
legals
in this
and some
fucking
whoppers
world. Anyway, yeah, just fucking go hang out. Be a king of the fucking night in a fucking...
The White Castle.
Under a bridge, and you'd be...
I'm the day manager with a White Castle.
This is when Lundgren does his awesome fucking run to get into the portal with him.
Yeah, and he goes through the portal and gets bitch slapped with a flashlight. The guy is like...
One
the
time.
King,
this is the one time he didn't like pass out instantly.
Yeah, I know. And the king's like... Shows up in this just random apartment in Vancouver, and instead of being like completely mind blown by everything that's around him, he's like, "I'm gonna grab this."
He grabs a maglite.
Yeah, a maglite, and fucking punch Dolph Lundgren's Hermione's dumb face. Like, why wouldn't he just be? Why? Okay, so Dolph Lundgren goes through the portal and they start fighting. Why wouldn't Dolph Lundgren just be like, "Look, bud, just stop. Let me show you. We'll go down the street. We'll get a couple of cheeseburgers. We'll come back to my place, and I'll show you the fucking internet. You're never going to be upset again. All this porn is available. You can watch movies, all this information. Yeah, it's great. You'd be done. There's no war right there. But
the
instead,
liquor, the liquor's good.
There's just
a World
fight.
Of Warcraft.
Yeah.
You can have your own guild.
You can be your guild master.
You got
an RP server.
You got
right here for you. I was a king once in an old time, in an old land that you will never know about. Worgen, level 1 Worgen named New Ponyu X for life. So, yeah, Dolph Lundgren, aka Hermione, kicks the fuck out of him. In his apartment.
And then he drinks scotch and the movie's over.
Yeah, well, he shoves the poison in his mouth and then dunks his head into his
bathtub.
Bathtub and the movie's over. By the way, we never saw him turn off the water or take a tub. He never got into the tub.
Maybe it's so, some sort of Canadian fucking
just stop running. That should have been overflown, and his entire apartment would be fucked.
Either by that, or it's like one of those time warp.
Yeah, things maybe where it came back stops. Like 2 seconds. Yeah,
that's true. That could be possible.
Of course, that still doesn't. Maybe the fucking maybe that old bitch that got shot right after she took a couple hits. She turned the gut, she turned off the fucking tub for.
She can see the future. She's like, I gotta turn this tub off.
Dude, his water bill's gonna be outrageous if I don't.
On top of that, he's still wearing his scarf while he sips alcohol for the very last line of the movie, which lets us know that there's a possible sequel. What does he say? He's like, I'll see you next time, maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, and then that smoky bullshit starts coming out of her fucking whatever.
Oh, out of her necklace thing.
And that was the end of the movie. This is a quick one. And neither do
you. You got anything for next year? Next fucking...
I don't think there's much more to say about this movie.
I mean, for fucking next podcast.
I have? Yeah, well, we're gonna do Hard Ticket to Hawaii next
week. Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Yeah. What, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. We're doing Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, I believe that's it. This was, interesting. Appreciate it, Chase.
Yeah, I'm sorry about it.
No, it's all right. All right, we'll see you next week, folks.